έρθει η social media.
Και στα social media. Okay. We're going to learn a little bit about the kosher meat, but not all the details, of course, because it's not a shiur for shechtim, not a shiur for boitkim, it's a shiur for people, private homes, and whatever we have to know about kosher chicken and kosher meat, kosher animal meat. We'll try to...
Kosher means kosher, not kosher style.
Yeah, kosher. We'll see what the kosher means in a second.
Excludes pigs, horse, goats. Pigs, horse, human, Palestinians, UN, etc., etc., etc.
Yeah, according to the Rambam, the reason why we don't eat not kosher meat, the Torah says not to eat, so we don't eat, but the reason why the Torah will tell you this sort of thing is because not kosher meat, which animals are not kosher to eat? Usually, a lot of the animals are chayot tofot. How do you say that in English?
Scavengers?
Huh?
Carnivorous.
How?
Carnivorous.
Carnivorous?
Carnivores.
Okay, tofim. They eat other animals. Yeah? So Rambam says it's very unhealthy to eat an animal which eats other animals. Because of the cholesterol and also their blood, it's very unhealthy to eat it. Yeah? Any meat is hard for the body to digest. Yeah? Our body... The intestines of our body, intestines you say, the long...
Right, the small intestines.
They're very long. They're like vegetarian animals. All the vegetarian animals also have a very long digestion. All the animals which eat meat, they have a short digestion. Why? Because what happens meat, it goes bad very fast. You imagine meat in the body in 37 degrees, for a few hours until it digests, it goes bad. That's why after people eat, a lot of times it's heavy on the stomach. You feel it's heavy on the stomach. And what? Right, it smells from both directions. Unfortunately, yeah, that's how it is. It just proves that the body, it's not so good to eat a lot of meat anyway, that's for sure. Yeah, people eat everyday meat. It's not. Also, another reason, Stam, I'm just saying, that when you eat the meat, the digestion of meat, it weakens the bones. Because one of the things that it needs in order to digest meat is calcium, a lot of calcium. The body needs calcium in order to digest the meat. And where does the body get the calcium from?
Bones.
From the bones.
And the teeth.
And the teeth, exactly.
This is red meat or anything?
Any meat. Any meat. Of course, the more the meat, the more fatty and more, so it's harder for it to digest. Chicken is much easier. So,
and also the meat has been highly processed.
We do eat chicken, whoever it does, not to eat too much. Okay, not to eat too much. Abecholofen. And also the Barbanel and the Ramban, right? That the reason why we eat kosher meat is, we say Rambam, everyone knows, is very logical. I mean logical. Right? The Barbanel and the Ramban was a lot more Kabbalistic. Right? The Ramban writes, not only for health reasons, you shouldn't eat not kosher meat, but also for spiritual reasons. When you eat the meat, those kind of animals, so your body gets contaminated by whoever they are, the way they are. They're tofim.
For example, chicken is very territorial.
Not territorial.
It guards its place. It stays in one place, and it starts pecking you. if you interfere. Cats are very aggressive.
That's what he says here. Right? So because the off dores, what's the off dores? Is those like a nesher, I don't understand English off dores.
And those hawks, buzzards.
All the things which eat meat, right?
Eagle, hawks.
All these, one of the simanim, we'll see in a second, it puts his paws, its hands, its feet on the food. What's it called? On the food, that's how he eats. Mm-hmm. It's one of the simanim, it's not kosher animal. Not kosher chicken, bird at least. So, and we'll see, you have to learn also about eggs, we'll see also about eggs, how do you know what's a kosher egg, what's not kosher egg. Okay, let's see. Okay. Chovah la'akpid al kniyat basar kasher le'mehadri. It's an obligation, right? It's obligatory to buy. If you buy meat, buy kasher le'mehadrin. Buy a good hechsher of meat. Okay? שבאכילת כל כזית ובשר שאינו כשר עוברים על איסורים תורה חמורים. Right? That's when you eat even one kazait. Every kazait that you eat from meat which is not kosher or problematic, and if it's not kosher, it's איסורי דאורייתא. Yeah, if you eat a pig and you eat a not kosher shechted cow, an evdel. There's an extra lav there, fine, but yeah, asur lechol et zeh. And besides the fact that it says v'nitmetem bam, you'll be contaminated to them, and chazal nidarshen v'nitamtem bam, your heart will be blacked. If someone eats not kosher, his heart is blacked. He doesn't understand why he doesn't understand Hashem. Why he doesn't have emuna, why he can't talk to makara. Check what you're eating. Especially, so in our own houses, we got to buy a good hechsher, and we go home, and we know that halacha is in the kitchen, and everything is more or less covered, right? Oh Hashem, the wives know, Oh Hashem. And the problem is, when you go to a hotel, when you go to a restaurant, say, Bayak Dola Me'od. And Bayak Dola Me'od. Right? You have to have, very important, in a restaurant, hotel, needs to be a mashgiach tzamud. If there's no mashgiach tzamud, mashgiach all the time means, doesn't mean that it has to be there every moment. Certain echshem will obligate him to be there every moment, but a lot of the echshem it means he could pop in at any moment. As opposed to a lower standard of hechshers, he pops in a they schedule. Know exactly when he comes. He has a schedule.
Every day at 9 in the morning.
Right, every day he comes in at 9 from 9 to 10 and he leaves. But then they could do whatever they want in the kitchen afterwards.
And they normally do. And the cooks love playing games.
Okay, so I know my uncle had a wedding in a place where whatever you order, that's the actually you'll have. And I so when I went in there, I looked at the paper, the schedule, like the menu and everything, of the workers, not the people that they serve. And I saw the hechsher, and it says mashgiach tzamut. That means there was a mashgiach tzamut all the time, the cooking, there was a mashgiach there. A good hechsher with a mashgiach tzamut, you could trust. A good hechsher without a mashgiach tzamut, so what is that worth anything? They won't give him a good hechsher either. Yeah? You have to find out. Yeah? There's a lot of problems. It could be problems of bishunochel. It's not allowed to eat. Problem of the green stuff. They buy all chasalat, let's say, one of the companies that kivichol bugless. But they don't do what it says not to do. You're supposed to put it in the soap and wash it. I know they don't do it. In a lot of places, they don't do it. But if there's a mashgiach there, you can't stop. You have to speak to the guy. What goes on in the kitchen? If you don't know, ask someone to ask.
And God knows what they put in the oven.
I find out, Mama, if I have to go to anywhere, I try to find out what exactly goes on. Because otherwise, you can't trust it.
Speak to the
mashgiach. He called the place. I need the number of mashgiach. They have to give it to you. It's a law.
What, they have to
give
the number?
Yep, the mashgiach. Yeah, they have to.
And also, the mashgiach really appreciates when people come in and actually talk to them, because they know that they're appreciated. As a Mashkiach, I really appreciate when people talk to me and ask me questions.
I didn't know the Mashkiach. After the Mashkiach, don't do the job, don't want to be asked. I found that out too.
Yeah.
At the wedding, are they there? Is going to be available at the wedding?
If it has a good answer, yes. If they have a good answer, yes.
No, I mean, are they available for questions? If you go to the wedding?
Yes, if it's a place with a good answer, yes, they're there.
So they're either there personally or they're
there? They're there personally.
They're there.
They have to be.
They have to be.
They have to see exactly what is served, what is everything is going on.
And also, when I'm with Mashkiach, I also help cook. Besides checking the everything for bugs, making sure that nothing was screwed up, and they do screw up.
Okay, you have to find out. And to see that there's a Tudat Hechsher, I'll tell you a story in a second from Baba Sari. Tudat Hechsher, right? You should have a Tudat Hechsher you have to see that the date is okay.
Date, address, name, and place.
Yeah, and the name Mashgiach. Every Tudat Kashrut in this country is supposed to have a name Mashgiach.
Does it have today's date on it also?
No, it needs to have from when to when is the...
Normally it's a 6-month period.
Right. From Pesach to Sukkot, Sukkot to Pesach. Usually that's how it works.
But not only in this country, every other country that has...
I'll tell you a story from Baba Sali. Baba Sali, I read that he was making a big party, as usual, a big seuda. So he sent Baba Elazar, his grandson, who was a bachur, said, go to Bnei Brak and buy 20 kilos of meat. So he said, Saba, why did Bnei Brak? I could go to Ramle or to a place where we're closer. With Mahadir Nefshah, everything. Go to Bnei Brak. So he was playing smart. He was a young boy. And he went to Ramle, to a guy that he knew who has a good Nefshah and everything. And he looked at the Teudat Kashrut and everything was good. The date was okay and everything. And he bought 20 kilos of meat and he brought it to the Baba Sali's house. He brings it to the kitchen. Before they cook it, Baba Sali walks in and says, calls him, where did you get the meat from? He said, I bought it from Ramle, it was better for me. Yeah. Says, yeah, find out who shechted it. So he went back to the guy and says, who shechted it? He said, oh, we work with what's his name. So he called the shofet. No, listen to the end of the story, you'll be... Fine, he calls the shofet. He says, you work with him? You shech for him? You give the hechsher? He says, I worked with him till 3 months ago, then he stopped working with me. So he went back to the guy and he started yelling at him, telling him where you get the meat from. He understood that there's a forge here. It was a youth. And at the end, he called the police also. He called the police. Scam?
Yeah.
And he called the police, and the police came, and they opened the refrigerators and everything, and they found dog meat.
That's you.
Huh? You're eating.
So in the end, it was good, right?
Yeah, Baba Sali knew Yadol HaKodesh, he knew everything.
About a month or two ago, in London, there was a big scandal in all the food markets. The major slaughterhouses were slaughtering horse meat, as in
as kosher
horses.
Meat? As kosher meat?
No.
No, this is, I don't know whether it's kosher meat or not.
Oh, it's going.
Not just London. Also in Germany and France. America.
All throughout
Europe. Go and get horses. Get your horses. Okay.
But even a boy, he wants to buy cow meat.
He doesn't want a horse.
He's not going to be very happy about it.
Uh-huh. Don't upset.
But and also there's a major problem with
bliut.
Fish.
טוב. המהדרים במצוות אוכלים בשר גלט ואינם מסתכלים בכלל בשר כשר בלבד. טוב, זה לפי הספרדים בכל אופן. Right? What's glat? Glat means חלק. What does חלק mean?
Smooth.
What does that mean? The lungs.
The lungs.
וזה מחלוקת. יש אשכנזי רמן, שולחן ערוך. Regarding סירחה. Sircha is in the lungs. When they check the lungs, they blow up the lungs. The guy, he does that, check it. Yeah, there's a boydek. He does like this, and he goes, his whole hand is in the animal. He checks the lungs, and he feels. Yeah, the sand. He feels if there's a bump. He feels if there's a hole, then it's trafe. And if there's just a hole, a bump, it's not a real hole. It's not a hole there. Kilo, there's a hole, but something grew on it.
A pus pocket.
right, to close it up. According to Sfaradim, Shulchan Aruch, Yosef Karo, you don't need it. It's not glad, you don't need it. According to Ashkenazim, right, Rama, you do eat it. It's mehadri. No problem with it.
What a number of checkers do is they push hard on the bump and flatten it out and spread the pus around. And that way they go, oh, it's smooth. Okay? But it's probably they don't dare do that because they know they'll lose the job.
Okay. So,
question. When they isn't the math of blot, it's not possible to always have blot meat, right?
And what? And what?
When you go places with blot, like it's like one in every like couple hundred or thousand that are smooth completely without defects, right?
No, I think most are blot. Depends where they're shefted. Depends where they're brought from.
In Eretz Yisrael,
there's a very rare blot kosher meat which is raised here. Kettle. And kima. Kettle is a thing of hot water, right? Yeah, cattle is the animal.
Kettle.
Kettle.
As in moo.
Anyways, in Eretz Yisrael, it's very, yeah, but in Chile also, 40% is not blot. It's not worth it for them. Or 40%. It's very, very, in Argentina, in Brazil, in these places, they're a lot, mostly are blots. It depends on their grazing. The problem is that the animal eats pebbles and stuff like that, which causes all that. But if they're in a place where there's a lot of green, a lot of pastures. So there's less of a chance for them. It's mostly glut. I think today, even all the Ashkenazi usually they're also glut.
But there's
it's easy to get it because they have who to sell it. Also,
there's a real big scandal where they're checking. Disease and sick.
No, that's not what we're dealing with right now. We're dealing with this. Anyways, what happens if a Sfaradi, right, which is not chalak, right, he has to hold chalak. Ashkenazim are machnu to hold chalak. It's a chumo, you don't have it. Right, the chatzilah, you can even have that chalak. Sfaradim, you have to have chalak. If it's not chalak, you can do. What happens if a Sfaradi comes to Ashkenazi place, which is not chalak? Could eat or not? Ravadia says he could eat. Why? It doesn't mean that it wasn't glat. It means it didn't check it if it's glat or not. So it's a safed. Maybe it's not glat. And if it's not glat, maybe it wasn't kosher. But it's two sfekos. Sfeka. Right? And therefore, if Sfaradi came to a place, Ravadia says he's allowed to eat even if the place is not glat. Today, every Mehalin Hechsher, I'm pretty sure, only the Badats maybe. But that's the Haredis, I think they don't sell glass.
They don't sell glass?
I'm pretty sure.
Why?
Because it's you don't have to, according to Ashkenazi.
You don't have one?
I think so, that they don't sell glass. Not sure 100%, but...
It is already good.
Yeah. Ashkenazi, you don't have to hold glass.
You say glass, it's
chalak. So whenever you have a milchik place which is called glat, you can laugh. Okay, or a power place, glat. I don't know what you want. Only if you have cows, it's glad. Glad cows are.
Cows are
goats.
Goats,
yeah.
On the two dogs, does it say?
One second.
The store I shopped in Ephraim, the meat counter is run by an Arab. Now, they have all these signs about how everything is kosher.
Which action?
I don't remember.
You have to get a good hechsher. Find out and ask me afterwards.
Okay, tell Peel Misrach it's
You have to get a good hechsher.
Yeah, it's Rabbanut.
Rabbanut, meat is mamash asur to eat. Mamash asur to eat, I'm telling you. Meat, cows?
Chicken.
Chicken is much more lenient, even Rabbanut. But meat is asur to eat. Rabbi Yaakov Yosef, is very machmir, that's all. He said not only you can't eat it, you can't even eat from the vessels that it was cooked in. That's what Rav Yaakov said. You can't even eat from the... If you used to eat Rabbanut meat, Rav Yaakov paskens, go turn the kelim, you do a galat kelim afterwards.
No.
Not everyone paskens it. Rav Yaakov, I just wanted to say that it's very chamur. Meat, you don't play games with. With cows and the goat and all the cattle, right? The cows and the beef and the sheep and goats. You don't play games with that. That you buy only with a very good hechsher.
But what about chicken?
Chicken, you should also get with a good hechsher. But it's much more lenient if they do almost the same things, right? The only problem is that they don't check the knife so often. There's other problems, but one of the main things is they don't check the knife so often, like in the mahalim places. And a lot of time you can find a pgam, right? Also, how many chickens forward are they going to throw away, right? Give it to the Arabs.
How about Rebbe Nachman Mahadra?
So that's on that topic.
No people who work there, don't trust them.
Abba told me.
People say it's still up a decent level. Rather than Yerushalayim or
Haifa.
Still.
That's Abba. I
say we hold there. I'm saying people.
Shomer nafshoy
told me that.
With restaurants there, see, like when it says like
restaurants on Yerushalayim, he told me. Abba told me restaurants on Yerushalayim. Flesh, he told me don't eat.
Right.
Milk, like he said. He said the greens are problematic there and stuff like that.
So pizza
was at a restaurant.
No,
these. Was in a restaurant once they had mahadra and so what is mahadra? Yeah. It says the beef is labanu. The chicken is mahadra. And I was like, great. You just tell people that.
No, but with the mahadra restaurant, you're allowed to use several hatchers of meat that are inclusive of what the rabbin allows it to use.
Right.
You don't know what you get.
Right.
So that's the problem with it. Because
right,
you
also.
Be like, you know, it's mahadra. You're getting rabbinut, stam, chickens, and beef. That's
right,
good.
It's problematic. Kitzel.
I'll give you an idea.
Eat at home.
There's a bar, the Simcha Hall, in the Binyan Kalal, in Yehov Yahoo. It's Yerushalayim Mehadri. I was invited to a simcha there. I walk in and I ask, as I usually do,
recording.
He's not here. He's not here. He went out and will be back in a few minutes. I'm waiting 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. He doesn't show up. I ask for his telephone number, cell phone number. I call. From the shkia, that's why I hear. He was there in the morning when the food was cooked and left, and he doesn't plan on coming back until the next day.
Wow. That's mehadlin.
And the Arabs have keys to the refrigerator. That means they don't have, they may not even be serving what he cooked.
Listen, they served treif at the president's house a year ago. It's fine.
Kitchen workers are already
here when bought me from there.
Kitchen workers have already been caught in restaurants, in Betei Malon, hotels, putting on the table things other than what the Mashiach found, and even putting on mashed potatoes made with butter in a meat meal, because it was Thanksgiving, people were happy.
Kitsu, what I want to tell you, also chicken, and a lot of bayot.
Yerushalayim Mehadrin in Heichal Shlomo was closed down because the Mashiach never paid attention what was actually being cooked and served. And once a Chavadi family who trusted Yerushalayim Mehadrin made a wedding there, and the father of the bride ordered machbul, and everything was being served, people started to eat, and for some reason he doesn't know even know why to this day, he went into the kitchen. He discovered the trays of where the chicken been bought and brought to it was not mahmud, it came from an Arab village with no hechsher at all.
True story, would you hear this?
True story. The father of the bride was a friend of us.
I want to ask a question. On the two dot, does it have to say glot kosher, or they don't have glot on there? Or for meat?
It's for meat?
Yeah.
Usually it says glat.
Or
chalak.
Yeah.
If it is, it would say. Or chalak or glat.
Same thing.
Glat is in Yiddish and chalak is in Hebrew.
It should say on the two dots. Yeah.
That's if it's a really.
Chalak. Chet lamet.
No, but for getting back to rabbanut, for chicken.
I don't trust thermostats.
Don't eat.
Okay.
Don't eat. Buy good hechsher. Buy mahadlin hechsher. Alright?
I just made a joke. I said, what about carrots?
It depends what else. It depends how they shepherd them, you know?
So, what should we look for? When you go to the store, what are some reliable hatchers?
If you print out some liable hashes for that for him?
You'll bring it. I'll bring it in Sunday.
Bring it in Sunday.
Or just go to JerusalemCast.com, scroll down, or just type in Kashrus, and you'll get everything.
I don't know where he lives. He wants to ask his local.
Right. The carriage is Avon. That's my carriage. Things they did Maser or not. And if there's not Shemitah,
to be
wrong.
Right. By who?
By who?
But it's the famous joke about, you know, the guy goes in, let's say, like a pizza place and stuff, and he sees pictures of all the famous rabbis, the Baba Sali and all the rabbis, and a guy in a no-keeper. And he's like, look, it's kosher. It's all this, look, all this rabbis. See that list? He's like, if that guy was out there cooking the food and your picture was on the wall, I'd be here. Because you can't go by, like, what, you know, they all these pictures,
right,
and ice you and stuff. It's like, right.
The chief of the
Nuk. Baba Sali.
Baba Sali, they have.
And the Arabs were in there.
That's when chief of Nut, it was discovered in the Kashmita year that the Arab that the Rabbanut Lashit was selling land to during Shemitah years and selling chametz for Pesach for 40 years was a Jew. And so all this Michila was
So if you're going to a major market like Mega or Club Shop,
they usually don't have, maybe in the frozen department, in the fresh they usually don't have any mallet.
That's the thing, that their frozen is actually very good, but fresh, great for cat food.
Good. Hatov, what's kosher meat? Kosher meat from cows and stuff. Everyone knows. Mafris parsa, shase ashesa, male gera. Male gera is, everyone knows, right, when it has four stomachs. What's it called?
Choose
its cut.
Right.
Okay.
Cud, C-U-D? Okay.
Right, that excludes rabbits.
And, right, rabbits don't. And also, mafris parsa v'shoseh ha-shesa. How do you say in English?
Split hooks.
All the way, split all the way.
Split hooks.
Yeah, all the way, because some of them are split and then the bottom is closed.
Like a camel.
Right, he has a plate on the bottom, because so you can walk in the desert. But it's only good, he's good for that, not for eating. So, there's a bunch of animals like that. Okay? And also, they found out more animals, like antelope and all these things, which are also kosher.
They are.
Giraffe is kosher.
Giraffe is kosher.
They just don't know where to shecht
it.
They know where to shecht it.
They know where to shecht it.
No, they don't know where to shecht it. They said there's no masorah. They never ate it before. It's kosher. If someone ate it, they didn't eat tray. So, you can write on it Sefer Torah. You can write a Sefer Torah on its skin.
It'd be a very good Sefer Torah.
We drew Ashik up.
Okay, there's 10 types of kosher animals in the Torah. Want to hear? Shor is an ox. Par. I don't know the difference between shor and par. No, para is a female.
Ox.
And what?
It looks like a cow.
Yeah, what's the difference? I don't know the difference.
The ox is different than a cow.
Okay, and then there's a female cow. Para is three already. Egel. The baby cow, a calf, right? Egla, a female. Okay. Se,
sheep.
Keves, lamb. Rachel is a
female.
Was Arsko herself called the use?
E-W-E.
E-W-E?
Mm-hmm.
U. U, one?
U,
okay.
Okay,
very good. Ail is a ram, right? Tale is a baby sheep?
Lamb?
Yeah. So what's a kevis?
Sheep.
So what's a se?
It's a male sheep.
So what's an ail?
Different words, but
a ram. Ail is a ram.
Yeah, one's a male. Right.
Anyways, Taish is the guy with the beard.
Billy goat.
D.
Bobby goat.
D is a baby goat. And in the Chayot, there's Ayal and Tzvi. I thought there's more.
Deer?
Deer.
No.
Ayal is a... Like in Alaska and stuff.
Elk.
With the big horns.
Elk. Antelope.
No, elk.
Antelope.
Elk.
Okay.
Antelope.
And Zvi is a deer. Zvi is a deer. Plenty of them here around here. Elk. And there's also Ako, and Yachmu. Also the same type of deer.
Yachmu is a type of small deer.
Yeah. Ako, I don't know what that is. Dishon is also one of these things.
Dishon is one of the big straight horns.
Tau, you know what a tau is?
It's a buffalo.
Buffalo, yeah. Zemel.
The American bison, the Italian river bison, the African river buffalo, Italian buffalo.
The water buffalo in Vietnam.
Okay, but it needs to have masora. No masora, we don't need. That's what we think. No masora, we don't need. He says here that all the family of the deers, right? Those with the horns, right? Which are there. He says you need to have three simanim. If the horn, okay. If the horn is usually every kosher animal, the horns.
Curved ones.
They split.
Yeah, the two, not one.
You go to the direction, right? But if the horns are not split, like straight up, right? So then he says here, he needs to have three more simanim. Asiyot gladim kivetzalim. By the way, also the horns, of course, animals need to be, they're not hollow. They're not hollow. They're full of
hollow.
Asuim ke gladim, gladim ke betzalim. It says like it has like an onion has a
layers.
What?
Layers.
Right. So also the horn is like on layers.
It is or is not?
Is. Agulot velo rechavot.
No.
Round and not that shape. Just straight, like round ones. And also, שיש בהם חריצים תחופים ובלעים זה בזה. That it has splits in it. Like, I don't know exactly. חריצים תחופים ומובלעים זה בזה. It's probably נרמה.
Oh, what about reindeer?
No, this Friday night is Saturday.
Of course, the ones that Torah said that they're kosher, of course you don't have to check anything. If they're kosher, the simanim are the kosher. But the other things which you don't know, so then you have other simanim.
Those have antlers instead of horns.
Tov. Is no zman? No, nigmar zman. Tov, b'sadam. One more halacha. There was someone here in the shir a few months ago, and he said he wanted. He said, "No, we're working with this rav in America. That giraffe we should permit all these things." Chazonish paskins that no mesora asur leechol, even if it has all the kosher symbols in the world. No mashane. No mesora. We don't eat. We don't start a new mesora. We do what our forefathers did.
You mean a new kind of animal?
Like turkey.
Huh?
I
know what
it is.
Right, so don't eat turkey.
The only people don't eat turkey because the shla. The shla wrote not to eat turkey.
Abenu.
Huh? Abenu Lama?
Efo.
No, wait, show
you.
Efo the katu. Raita befnim? Ani lo raita.
It says it pasal.
Lo katu. Lo raiti befnim shkatu. Ani lo khoshev shkatu. No, I don't think so. I think I'll go. I didn't see.
I didn't see
inside.
It's because
we'll
be cannibalism.
Yeah.
Why? We have recipes for cannibalism.
We cannibal, you know why? The
Indic. The Indic. I don't eat turkey.
So that excludes Knesset members, Democrats, and Republicans.